Great Morning Royal Court, number 15 of 30. We got to make this one really good. You know, our philosophy in this program is that 99% is painful, 100% is painless. That actually came from a quote of Jack Canfield's, but we had to change it because we didn't want to say the ugly word that rhymes with the witch. But his is 99% is a witch with a B and 100% is a breeze. I found this blog where this woman was actually talking about this quote, this 99% versus 100. And I thought she just hits the nail right on the head. And I want you to really listen to this, especially if you're playing in the arena when it comes to this program at 99%. Here's what she says. 99% might just be the hardest place that you can possibly live. 99% will kill you. 99% will make you wonder what in the heck you're doing and why in the heck it's so hard, only to fail over and over again. You see, if you go with anything in life 99%, there is still that 1% of you that's resisting your goal. There is still a question in your mind every single minute of every single day about whether or not you're really committed to reaching your goal. You make yourself decide again and again and again whether you are really going to do it. It's agony, it's exhausting, and it's impossible. And chances are there will be a moment, likely a moment every day or even several moments a day, where you are tired or distracted that you'll ask yourself again if you were going to do it. And that little voice in your head says, nah. That little voice says, I'm tired, or I deserve to sleep in today, or I deserve to eat this piece of cake. It says, I can take just one day off. It says, this one time won't hurt me. And it says, people who are this rigid are obsessed, and I don't want to be obsessed. And you know what? That little voice would be wrong. People this rigid aren't obsessed. People this rigid are a success. And as they say, obsessed is the word lazy people use to describe the dedicated. Why does it sometimes seem so easy for other people to be successful and so hard for us? I've often wondered this for years, especially when I was struggling to lose weight and be healthy. I thought, why can I do everything else in my life so easily and I just can't do this? Why can my dad stay so slim and fit? I must have gotten my mom's genes. But I was tricking myself, because it wasn't all about genes. It was about discipline and dedication. It was about 100% versus 99%. I was fooling myself into thinking that I was being 100% all the time. I was telling myself that I had tried everything, that I had done everything. But I hadn't. I had attempted everything, but I hadn't committed 100% to everything until now. And I'm here to tell you that 100% is a breeze. It's so much easier to just do what I set my mind to. It's been decided. I don't have to think about it. I don't ask myself every morning when the alarm goes off at 5 a.m. if I'm getting up or sleeping in. There's not even a question. It's been decided. No matter what time I went to bed or if I had trouble sleeping, it is non-negotiable. And the same goes for working out. I don't even ask. I just do. The amazing idea applies to everything in life. She says, if I just stick to 99% of a design procedure and skip 1%, inevitably something falls through the cracks and a client is upset. And I think, this must not be my ideal client. I gave them 99% and they're never happy. What do they want from me? But you see, that would be my fault. I didn't give them what they signed on for. I didn't give them 100%. I've often said relationships aren't 50% and 50%. They're 100 and 100%. Again, I had no idea what I was saying was so profound and so correct, and not the path I was following, whether with my husband or my daughter or my design team. If you're committed at 99%, you might as well be committed at 50 or even 20. It would actually be easier to be mediocre than to be almost fully committed. I can assure you the frustration will be less. Once this idea really sinks in, there is another important part to the equation. You will begin to ask yourself, how in the world can anyone be at 100% in everything they do? And the answer is, you can't. No one can. So here's the important lesson here. You must get clarity on what you really want in life. Those few things, or even several things, or maybe just the one thing that you really want in life, then and only then can you really achieve the greatness that you've been saying that you want at 100%. So will you take the path of least resistance starting today? Will you decide on that thing that is non-negotiable for you today? Will you stop making yourself make the same decision over and over again? Will you stop making life harder than it has to be? Or will you keep leaving even that 1% open for consideration? In the words of my friend David Shepherd, 1% is huge, and until now, I had no idea how huge it really was. 1% is everything. Will you put yourself through the agony of 99% just to let that 1% derail you, or will you stop making life so hard and just commit, finally, 100%? I'm here to tell you that if you do, it's a game changer, and you will finally get all that you dreamed of, and it will be a breeze. Make it great, Royal Court.